welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris Gazerge McLeod, aka Diagnostic Katie. Joining me today to discuss Boss Fight Studios' NJCC reveals and to give us more info on them are Eric, Gazog Aranya, and Paddy. For feck's sake, I'll tell you the proper pronunciation in a sec, you feckin' idiot Lennon. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. This weekend, Boss Fight Studio attended NJCC and showed off a bunch of cool stuff, including a reveal of their shared exclusive with Roma Collectibles. I chatted with Aaron from Roma yesterday about his Red Skull Vitruvian hack, so we thought we would get the guys responsible for that awesome figure to fill in some details, like the pronunciation of his name, yeah? Thanks for jumping on, guys. First off, Paddy, let's get to the name, as Aaron and I butchered the shit out of it on the last episode, and also take us through the character and where you got the inspiration for him, please.
Right, well, I'm calling him Gazoge.
Brilliant.
But I have no idea if that's correct, because I just found the name of this demon online, and I thought, that looks like a good name.
Brilliant.
So I actually, Gazoge is what I'm calling him.
That's awesome.
In my head. But, you know, feel free to do whatever you want with him yourself.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that there's like, scope to just do what the hell you want with the name, because that's exactly what Aaron and I did.
Well, the thing is, if you say it correctly three times, absolutely nothing will happen.
If you say it incorrectly three times, which Aaron and I did, we're both going to hell. So
yeah. It's like the most backwards horror film concept ever.
What you need to do is you say it 10 times into the mirror, throw some salt over your left shoulder, and then I appear and tell you the correct pronunciation.
Can you put that in the bio for the release, please? Because that's genius. So it was a demon name online. Was there any is there any kind of historical background to that particular demon?
Actually, well, not really, to be honest. The character, though, the concept of the character is based on a. If you guys are into your vampire fiction, you might have heard the name Elizabeth Báthory.
Okay.
Who was a Romanian woman in the 1600s, who was kind of seen as one of the
first vampire.
The inspiration for a lot of those stories. She was a serial murderess from a highborn family. She was a cousin of the Romanian king at the time. And she reputedly murdered up to 650 women.
Blimey.
So she could bathe in their blood.
Well, we've all done it.
Yeah, yeah. So she thought it would keep her young. So, Hammer, when they were doing their vampire movies in the 60s, did a movie about her. So she was eventually sentenced to, I think, 36 murders.
Wow.
To live the rest of her life. She was ended up walled up in a castle room. And died there after 4 years of being walled into a room. So it's kind of based on the concept. The concept for him is that he's like a servant of a blood god called Alor, and he has to sacrifice victims in order to get magical powers.
Awesome.
So he is essentially a serial murderer, sacrificing people to get their blood so he can use it for magic.
So it's a fun story then.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very fun story.
Very happy.
Yeah. So the concept in the bio is that eventually he was one of the Knights of Accord originally.
Ah, right.
And when they all disappeared, the proof of his crimes came to light after he disappeared.
Right.
So now the people of Accord treat him like he's the boogeyman, you know. They tell their kids, you know, don't go out after dark. He'll get you. He'll drag you away. You go missing and he'll grab your body and do horrible things to you. So he's like the boogeyman or slender man or a banshee to the people who are currently living in Accord.
Yeah.
And that's why I did the nursery rhyme, because a lot of those...
Brilliant. I love it. So inspired.
A lot of like nursery rhymes come from like really dark things. Like a lot of the times...
Like the plague or something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like Ring a Ring a Rosie is about the plague and things like that. So I thought, you know, using that, I thought it would be cool to do like a kid's rhyme for the bio card. So that the kids know to stay away from him, you know? So I think yourself and Aaron read out the bio or read out the poem yesterday, so I don't think I need to do it again. But that's where the concept kind of came from anyway.
Brilliant.
And because it's not really a regular release,
yeah,
I kind of thought, when you know, it's an exclusive, I thought, well, we want to do something a bit different for it.
Yeah.
And because it was, you know, because I know Aaron and you know, he's a nice guy, I thought, well, I want to do something really, really different for his one.
Yeah.
To make it, you know, stand out a bit more.
And Eric, there's obviously going to be another exclusive deco of Gazerge, Gazogi, Gazoge, Gazagans Guggen. Will he be a different character? I mean, how does that all work with the shared exclusive?
Well, yeah, Aaron's is the red, like with the Red Skull and Red Mage. Like, it's got like different elements that are red, and then the next version is those red elements are switched to a blue.
Right.
So the blue version of Guggenheim is. will be exclusive to us,
yeah,
and bossfightshop.com. It's the same character.
Okay,
in
cool.
Fact, I believe Patty wrote a thing in there about how his appearance kind of changes depending on who's looking at him. So
that's amazing.
So it is the same character. If you miss one, you can get the other, and it still fills in your collection. If you want both, though, they're very cool looking and visual. So it's, yeah, you know, to have both.
In terms of what you just mentioned there about that he differs in appearance and all that kind of stuff, is that kind of a generic thing across both bios, so you don't have to change anything?
The bio will be the same.
Okay.
I imagine, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Packaging, everything is the same. It's not changing or anything. The only shift is the colors.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is an exclusive to a small toy store, you know, who does mainly online and then shows, yeah, throughout the year. Our minimums are quite high for somebody small like Aaron and like Roma to absorb.
I see.
Safely. Like, it's not that he can't sell that many, but he shouldn't have to take on all of the stock.
Yeah.
In order to make sure our sales don't cannibalize his, we split the run, and halfway through the run, they'll basically just switch from red to blue.
In the factory, I see, yeah. And then, okay.
Switch the decos from red to blue and finish the run with that. So it actually is going to end up being a much smaller run than almost anything we've produced so far.
Wow. Okay, so these could become very, very very exclusive.
They're probably going to go pretty quick. I think there's only a couple of pieces that we ran lower numbers on from the Kickstarter, and we were only able to do that in the Kickstarter because we ordered so much all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't care about doing another 500, whatever it was, Tartarus guards, because they were like, well, they're already ordering 50,000 other figures. It's fine.
Yeah,
you can,
yeah,
do a production run of 500 or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I'm really excited about him. I had originally done the deco mock-up for him a long time ago, but then as new parts came in and like we got more and more in our library, I kept altering it and changing it, and I kept trying to push it and go, we should do this guy, we should do this guy,
yeah,
we should.
Yeah.
Looked cool. And then I showed him to Aaron at one point, and we kicked around some other ideas, and he kept changing and morphing, and what I had originally put together is not really what he ended up as, because at this point now he's got like the dragon and he's got the Naga heads, but in the end the dragons in the new colors are probably my favorite part about it.
They're so cool. Yeah, they look great. And the one obviously the guys showed off at NJCC, I've seen the blue in the flesh, but I haven't seen the red one yet. Are they both at NJCC at the moment?
Yeah, they are. And one's at our booth and one's at Aaron's booth, I believe. the red one comes with a silver dragon, and the blue one comes with a metallic blue dragon, which Trino is really a big fan about dragons being metallic in color.
Yeah.
It kind of makes for a nice change from the previous green one that we have.
Is that an homage to Michael Bay's Age of Extinction Transformers movie?
Nothing I ever do is an homage.
I know. I knew that would be like the worst thing to connect.
Apparently this weekend you're also showing off an homage to Skeletor and an homage to King Hiss, whatever the f- that is.
Everyone thinks everything is an homage, and I'm like, he has a skeleton for a head and a hood. That doesn't mean he's Skeletor.
You guys have done skeletons now since the dawn of Boss Fight Studio. This is not like,
yeah,
you know, you've got skeleton heads to use, guys.
Yeah. If somebody makes a dinosaur, it's not automatically an homage to Grimlock.
It is an homage to Dino Riders, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, dinosaurs existed way back when Jesus rode them. So.
And in fact, the Bible is full of stories of Jesus riding dinosaurs with laser cannons on the side of them.
Yeah, we're reading a different Bible, I think.
Yeah, Jesus was the original Dino Rider, guys.
Yeah.
My Bible is total hacks.
Yeah. We've now offended
Oh yeah, we've
a great many people.
I'm pretty sure we lost those a long time ago.
Oh good.
So, listen, if the 2 minutes of myself and Brian saying Mickey's in the last full episode was enough to put them, send them away, a little bit of Dino Rider Jesus is not going to change.
Exactly, exactly. Eric, I know you haven't been at NJCC this past weekend, but have you been in contact with the other guys about how it's all gone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been very, very good for everybody. People love the new stuff, and, you know, sales are always good. NJCC is such a great show, and it's such a good mix of fandom that comes out for it, so...
I know, it's very focused in the sales area, isn't it, with NJCC?
Yeah, it is. Fran puts on an amazing show, and it's always great for us because we get to see all these people that... You know, we don't always get to see like Brian Kaufman and Kevin Watts and Aaron and everybody, like they come out for it. And I'm really bummed that I couldn't make it this time because I love that show. And I like everything except the drive to New Jersey is brutal. And I'm not even sure why it's so brutal, but it really is. It's just like the worst drive.
I would have to say, because I've done that drive with you guys, and it is so bloody boring, as in the company, the people I'm with, so boring. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you're riding with, we're a huge bore.
And... it's just a concrete, it's literally, you're just going through, like, you know, really, it's not the best scenery, basically, is it? It's just like broken concrete everywhere. That's all you see.
No. Especially that bit on the New Jersey Turnpike, which basically is you're driving through an area of nothing but f***ing warehouses.
Yeah.
For like the last 2 hours of that drive.
It's gross.
And there's not even anywhere to get off and do anything or stop along the way. It's like, there used to be a Toys R Us in Connecticut that was about the halfway point.
Many, many moons ago.
I actually drove past that with Dave Proctor when I was on the way down. Yeah. He pointed it out to me, you know, because it was closed by the time, of course. I was quite driving down for that.
They're like national landmarks now, aren't they? I point them out. Yes. They're like castle ruins in the United Kingdom. You go past a castle ruin, but in the States, it says it used to be a Toys R Us there. used to be a Best Buy there, that kind of thing. It's like this, you've still got like the empty shell of this like hideous, gross building, and it's got Spirit of Halloween written on the front of
it. It's our monument to vulture capitalism.
Yes.
What awesome stuff were you guys able to show off then, Eric? I did see some weapons packs in there, some packaging for the Mighty Steeds. They look great.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff we showed off at Toy Fair, but some of it was just in artwork form at Toy Fair. And this time we've got samples for the new character kit accessory sets.
Awesome.
So that's the adventure kit in like Ranger Tan,
yeah,
and the Barbarian kit in Wolf Gray, the Magic User kit in Monk's Brown, and the Demon Kit in Hellfire Red. We also have the new Fantasy Blanks, which is the male elf in Spring Green and the male knight in Royal Ruby Metallic. The female demon in Hellfire Red, which matches the Demon Kit, so you can put like the wings and the tail and stuff on her.
Fantastic.
And the male beast set in Reptile Green, which is... and a lot of our sets now, a lot of these have heads and arms, like the male beast has the feet and the arms and stuff that have never been released on a figure yet. So
cool. They look great. I think they look really, they've come out really well.
Thank you.
Also, you had Sam and Max again kind of on display. They look really, really awesome. Mimi LeFlew and these Storm Toad in the cartoon colors for Bucky O'Hare, they look really good. And the zombie packaging again and the Series E stuff looks really good. I love that irradiated zombie, looks just brilliant.
The packaging on that is amazing.
Isn't it great? Love it.
That was all by Union General Brian Hickey. I don't know why.
He's the Union General. That's amazing. Yeah. I also love the packaging for the Mighty Steeds. The little kind of window boxes look really cute.
Yeah, they're working out really well. We're still tweaking some stuff on all of that, but yeah, for the most part, that was all Brian Hickey as well.
And you did, and obviously we already mentioned. Obviously, you had the Blue Skull Gazige, Gazogi, Gazoge. I was looking in the reflection of the window, and Paddy's in the room, and he's telling me what the real pronunciation is.
Chris, it's Gazogi.
Oh, it's Mickey Mouse. apparently.
When on the actual edit of that, I'm gonna put like a magical sound in the background, like a conjuring sound, and then when Paddy's voice comes in, I'll put an effect on it. That's gonna be amazing. That's gonna be brilliant. And I'm gonna cut all of that bit out afterward. I'm not, that's all staying in. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you for jumping on and chatting about NJCC and the reveals. Eric, is there anything else you want to kind of mention about the show?
Outside of the show, of course, we'll probably be at the next NJCC, which we hope to do another customizer class, awesome. Which we did not do this weekend because of how few of us could actually make it. But hopefully in the summer one, we'll do that again, and we hope to see everyone there. Not connected to the show, we're going to have some pretty huge announcements in the next couple of months.
Wow.
Definitely stay on our Facebook and our Twitter accounts. We are signing a number of licenses, and they are huge, and it's for us at least. And,
wow.
We're very, very excited about them. It's going to mean a lot more travel for us and
yay.
A lot more.
Yay!
It's probably going to mean the designers taking a little bit of a step back and doing more management, which is kind of a bummer because drawing is really all I do well. So having to move back and tell other people how to draw is always a very stressful thing for me.
I can imagine. I think there's going to be a lot of stress involved, but at the same time, it's probably a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very exciting. And I'm a couple of the licenses are things that have been on my personal want list for years and years and years. So I am very, very excited. We all are. And it's going to be a lot of work, and it's going to be a lot of growth. And I think a lot of fans are going to be very, very happy with it all.
Spoiler alert, Boss Fight have got the G.I. Joe license and they're doing a flag as their first.
We're doing a flag and bankrupt. So nothing after that. It'll be good. And the other big announcement is later on this month, we will have a soft opening. Not a grand
opening.
We're going to have a limp opening of...
Supple opening.
Yes. Boss Fight Shop brick and mortar.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are actually opening a small shop connected to our offices and warehouse where you can come in and buy our product. Not just our product, but we will also be carrying other small toy company product. We're in talks with a couple other small toy companies like us.
Wow.
To carry. So we're excited about that. We're excited to help out some of the small companies. We'll be one person technically in charge. It could be any one of us that ends up running up to the store when the bell rings.
That's gonna be fun during the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a little it'll probably be a little rough on us, but
you guys gonna be like, this is the worst idea ever.
We're gonna end up having to hire somebody, I'm sure, to run the shop almost immediately, but for a little while.
That would be cool. You can put those big dioramas you have from the toy fair.
Oh,
it's going to
be amazing.
Yeah. No, it's not just going to be a little boutique. It's going to be very boutique and not like, it's not going to be like
Toys R Us.
Pegboard Toys R Us and stuff like that. It's going to be, you know, a little bit, we're going to try and kind of class it up a little bit, including...
Pretentious, you mean, right?
Yeah, pretentious.
craft beers.
Just like any kind of... Just like any conversation you have with me about anything, it's going to be very pretentious. And
amazing.
We're going to have locked cases with prototypes and artwork and things like that. Like you're going to be able to come in and see like paint masters and first shots and all sorts of weird stuff. We've been keeping a lot of the stuff we've done through the years.
Well, you say that, but every visit I've been there, I've taken a garbage bag full of that stuff away. So you're probably down to like three things you can actually use.
All those boxes, you Tinker, Mighty Steeds, test shots. Chris replaced them all with Power to Force figures.
but they look so similar.
Yeah, but that long tray short saber. Half circle Boba Fett is worth a lot of money.
Exactly. And the one with the horse's head.
Yes.
I mean, if you wanted to fly one of your Irish employees over to attend the grand opening, he wouldn't say no.
Definitely Brian, right?
Brian's actually not allowed into America. Brian's actually not allowed into America, as far as I'm aware.
Not
after what he Not after what he did at JoeCon in Florida.
Hell, honestly, I'll yeah, never forget that. Florida. Three people died in that. I'm kidding. Brian, there's nothing wrong. Brian's a good guy.
He literally killed them with kindness.
Yeah, they all died.
So polite.
Everyone would just die because it was too sugary. Everything was too rich, and they just dissolved into his wonderful personality. Anyway, enough of kissing Brian's ass. Let's bring it to a close. Guys, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting boss fight reveals and the like.
Thank you.
Whatever. see you soon. Well, see you soon, Eric, and also hopefully see you soon, Paddy, at some point in the future. Where Kate and I are looking to possibly drop into Ireland on the way to the UK, on the way to, you know, a visit to the folks. So we'll probably try and do that around, you know, kind of Christmas, New Year's time. You know, when you're least busy.
Yeah.
When nobody has anything to do.
Yeah, no one's doing anything. Anyway. But anyway, yeah. Well, hopefully I'll see, you know, we'll be chatting before then anyway, on Comics Burst and what have you.
I'm hoping Brian and Patty can make it out to New Jersey this summer.
Is it happening?
We're talking about it.
Wow.
But I'll tell you more off air, Chris. I can't discuss what we're going to talk about on air.
Okie dokie. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome guests, Eric and Paddy. See you next time, and as always, bugger off. I've got something to discuss with Paddy Full Force. See you later. Bye. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.